Concussion is a movie that deals with an ongoing sort of news story, which is the NFL's refusal to accept or release their data on the long-term effect of the head injuries that occur while just normally playing football. And those are the repeated blows to the head, something similar to what happens to boxers. And Concussion, the movie itself, is a story of the doctor who sort of first discovered during an autopsy the type of brain damage that was considered impossible before. Through the recent suicides of high-profile NFL players, particularly Dave Duerson and Junior Seau, who committed suicide by shooting themselves in the heart, preserving their brain for research, we are now able to say with certainty that there is a type of brain damage that comes from the type of blows to the head that being hit while wearing a helmet causes, which is, in to borrow the movie's sort of metaphor, the brain sits in a jar with liquid, and if you shake it, it kind of bangs into the sides of the glass. That's the type of damage we're talking about. The movie itself suffers a little bit. It's a little too self-aware of its type of the type of potential Oscar nominations for its leads. Will Smith did earn a Golden Globe nomination. Take that for what it will. What it will give you. But what it has is a sort of overtly awards-worthy performance by Will Smith. It's a good performance. It has an accent that is a little, it feels like the accent detracts a little from the performance, and while it's a good accent, it's a little hard to take Will Smith in that accent. But he does a good job overall, and I think the problem with the movie is that it doesn't go quite far enough in its assessment of the way the NFL handled the movie, handled concussions. So it sort of intimates that they're pretending that not to know while knowing. And so the movie kind of moves you from a point A to point B, which it doesn't have, movies don't have to move you, the point B doesn't have to be very far away from point A. Oftentimes from a romantic comedy, for example, you might have point A being the person doesn't like the other person, and point B is the person likes the person. It doesn't have to, it's not about the distance that the movie covers, but the way that it gets there. And here, although there are some dramatic scenes, overall the movie suffers from dramatic scenes where nothing that dramatic happens. And I think the problem of telling this type of story in any format other than a documentary is that it relies too much on conventional tension, of which this movie is lacking. Good performance by Will Smith, and for those that like football, it's lacking in football.